It's Tuesday, July 9th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A woman is missing from a group home near Siren, and the Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in locating her. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call takes aim at so-called ghost guns. Pro-life groups in the state say the Republican National Platform isn't doing enough, and an open house tomorrow introduces Barron County's bicycle and pedestrian routes plan. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a woman who walked away from a group home Sunday evening. In a post shared by the Sheriff's Office, the woman, named Ashley, was said to have walked off on foot around 9:20 p.m. Sunday along Polanski Road near Highway 70 in Siren. She was wearing red glasses and a blue fleece jacket. She has an interest in horses and may have been trying to go to the Spooner Rodeo. Anyone who has seen her should call the Burnett County Sheriff's Office at 715-349-2127. The end of the holiday weekend included long traffic jams for departing Northwoods visitors. On Highway 53 South between Hagen and Spooner and Spooner and Trigo, vehicles were bumper to bumper on Sunday, according to videos posted to social media. Similar reports said Highway 63 between Cumberland and Turtle Lake had slowed to a crawl. It was not known how many vehicles passed through the area, but Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said there were no traffic complaints. He said the weekend was safe overall on roads, rivers, lakes, and trails. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants lawmakers to put restrictions in place on so-called ghost guns. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Those firearms can be built by hand and are a workaround for background checks. Call says the weapons have been used in domestic homicides and school shootings, and until federal regulations and rulings catch up with the weapons, Wisconsin lawmakers should pass legislation against them. Call's comments come after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last week that a ban on bump stocks, which can be used to speed up the firing rate of guns, was unconstitutional. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Not all pro-life groups are happy with the Republican Party platform. Bob Haig takes a look.
Released following a closed meeting of Republican National Committee officials Monday in Milwaukee, the platform does not call for a national abortion ban. That's the first time in decades such language has been omitted, and is a reflection of former President Donald Trump's position that abortion access should be left to the states. Pro-Life Wisconsin Legislative Director Matt Sandy told WisPolitics Republicans are shirking their responsibilities and that legal abortion can't be tolerated in any state or jurisdiction. Statements from Wisconsin Right to Life and Wisconsin Family Action were less critical, noting Republicans continue to support the rights of the preborn. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Barron County is working on a bicycle and pedestrian route plan. An open house is Wednesday evening to gather community feedback on the draft plan, which seeks to build a safe and accessible network of routes for bicyclists and pedestrians. At the open house, people can talk with the project manager, see proposed routes and provide input, and learn more about the goals and objectives of the plan. The open house will be held at the Barron County Highway Facilities Meeting Room, Highway 25 in Barron, on Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m., Find out more info and find a link on the project's website. On the county website, go to barroncountywi.gov and search for bicycle plan. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.